making your water safe. The pipes that bring water to your home could be damaged. Use this information to know how to treat your water in an emergency. Make sure you listen to the radio or visit your local council website or Facebook for important information. If water is coming out of your taps, check to see if your council has issued a boil water notice, as damaged pipes may have contaminated the water supply. If in doubt, always boil the water or drink stored water provided it hasn't expired. If your bottled water has expired or you don't know how long it's been stored for, boil it before use. Boil water instructions. Boil the kettle or jug until it turns off automatically, or bring the water to a rolling boil for 1 minute using a pot on the stove, barbecue or portable cooker. This boiled water can be used for 1. Drinking. 2. Food preparation. 3. Making infant formula. 4. Cleaning teeth. 5. Washing hands. And 6. Your pets. If you cannot boil water, you can use plain, unscented household bleach to treat it for drinking and cleaning purposes. 1. For drinking water, use 1/2 teaspoon of bleach per 10 litres of water, or add 5 drops of bleach to 1 litre of water. 2. For cleaning water, A. General, dishes. Use 1 teaspoon of bleach per 1 litre of water, or 1/4 cup of bleach per 10 litres of water. And B. Contaminated surfaces, toilets, illness. Use 1/4 cup of bleach per 1 litre of water, or 2 cups of bleach per 10 litres of water. If water is not coming out of your taps, use any stored water, such as bottled water, water tank, or from undamaged hot water cylinders. Follow the instructions above to boil or use bleach to treat it. If you do not have any stored water, here are some other options for getting water. 1. Neighbours or family or friends. 2. Purchase bottled water. 3. Collect and treat rainwater. 4. Talk with your community energy. 4. Talk with your community emergency hub. And 5. From day 8 and onwards, check for community water collection points. Remember to keep listening to your radio for instructions, information and advice.